Between 40 and 50,000 years ago, the second last ice age was drawing to a close. Ocean levels were some 190 meters lower than they are today, having risen a further 10 meters in the last 200 years because of damage to the ozone layer. Australia, New Guinea, and Tasmania were all one, and Java, Sumatra, and Borneo were all part of Asia. You will see this on the screen above. Over many thousands of years, Australoid man reached the Australian continent by island hopping. Islands were so close that the nomadic canoeist was never out of sight of land. The reasons for the migration were probably overpopulation, famine, and war. Small groups continued to arrive up to 10,000 years ago. So came the Koori to Australia. 400 years ago, in 1788, European migration began. First, English, Scottish, and Irish. Other nationalities followed for a brief period around the 1850s with the discovery of gold. In the post-World War II period, 1950 onwards, significant European migration followed. And in the 1970s, migration from Asian countries commenced. Migration to the Australian continent has continued to the present day, giving us one of the most varied multicultural populations in the world. Current population figures are in excess of 34 million. End of session. Before you leave the classroom, we would remind you that compressed food tablets are available in the canteen area. We have a new range for your enjoyment. We also remind you that all your movements are monitored by our surveillance system. Any misdemeanors will be dealt with immediately. Thank you. You may leave the classroom.